Hey friends, welcome back to the Making It in the Messy Middle podcast. So excited that you're here today, and I cannot wait to see how we will grow together. Hey guys, so I know that this podcast is not coming out on the right day, and there was no blog this week, but that's because I've just been too exhausted and too hurt to write. Too exhausted and too hurt to articulate the things that I want to say that I feel like need to be said. You see, our country has experienced this collective trauma. Well, collective traumas, to be honest. And from COVID-19 to murders to police brutality to civil unrest to who knows what else. And I don't know what to do about it. Maybe you're like me and you don't know what to do either. And if you're like me, you've been internalizing everything that's going on and letting it reach a point that it never should have. You see, literally my favorite person on this planet is my therapist. She's amazing, and I love her. But you know what? I yelled at her a couple days ago. You see, I was having this panic attack, and she was trying to tell me ways that I could make a difference. But one thing she told me was that I didn't need to worry about people on Facebook because I wouldn't be able to change their minds. And it sent me into this tailspin. And that's when I started to hurt myself. She tried reminding me to be kind, but I didn't want to listen. I remember being so angry that when she told me to stop, I literally said no. I don't think I'd ever told her no before. I was just so angry. I was angry about everything going on. I was angry at the thought that I couldn't change someone's mind who thought differently than I did, and I just felt so helpless. So I asked if we could walk outside. And when we got out there, that was when I yelled. I yelled, "Yes, you can too change someone's mind. Someone, somewhere, their mind's been changed before and something's been done." I know, that makes no sense whatsoever, but I yelled it, and then I sped away from her as fast as I could, hurting myself again. When I got to the road and had to turn around, I passed her as I power walked on, and I mumbled an apology, but I just kept going. But then I heard my name. I heard, "Caitlin. Caitlin, let me be here with you. Let me be here with you for this." So I stopped, and I let her catch up. Then she told me again that there were things that I could do, but I had to take care of myself in the process, because what was going on with me right now was not okay. Is what's going on with you right now okay? Check in with yourself. Just take a second. Are you doing okay? I'm not good at taking care of myself while being upset and caring about a cause, and maybe you aren't either. If you're like me, you might not be eating right. Your sleep may be weird, your anxiety's probably high, your mind is most likely spinning with what you can do, but you feel helpless. And you're probably getting into it with people on Facebook, and you're getting into it with people you love. And maybe you're crying more than usual, and maybe you're even self-harming. Any of that sound familiar? But the thing is, you can't do anything if you're on the sidelines bringing yourself harm. So what can you do to take care of you so you don't reach a breaking point during all of this? Because this matters, and this deserves your attention, but you have to be healthy to give it. So first off, I know that it feels selfish and I know that it feels wrong, but you come first. Regardless of what goes on in the world, you have to make sure that you are safe, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. This is a biblical concept. Even Jesus had to accept that his physical body had personal limits that he abided by. We often see him taking time to himself where he went away from the crowds that wanted and needed him. In Matthew 14 and verse 23, it says, "After he had dismissed the crowds," dismissed, "he told them to go away. He went up on a mountain by himself to pray. And when evening came, he was there alone." We also see him taking time to eat. We see him napping, taking time to rest, Even during that horrible, horrible storm in Mark chapter 4, we see Jesus napping, resting, because that was what his body needed. Jesus couldn't heal and save everyone, so when he needed time to heal himself emotionally, spiritually, physically, mentally, and physically, he took that time. And you should too. You've got to remember that you can serve while putting your needs first. As a professional rescuer, I'm very familiar with the concept of taking care of yourself first. We learn in our classes that when you come to a scene, the first thing you do is survey it. You look around and see what's going on. You can't just rush in to save someone, right? Because if they've been electrocuted and you're just rushing in to save a life, and you grab their arm to start pulling them out or doing CPR, what have you done? Well, now you've electrocuted yourself, created two victims that now the EMTs are going to have to save both of you. And what good are you then? So be sure to take care of you. Some things that I recommend doing to cope and to stay away from what I like to call the edge. One of those things is practicing mindfulness every day. It's kind of like meditating, but just a little bit different. My favorite app to do that is called My Life, all one word. It offers guided meditations and emotional check-ins that are very helpful for everyday wellness. Also, doing things like exercising and moving your body, those are great. I go for a walk every day because I have a dog, so she's got to walk. But also because it gets my body moving, it gets me out in nature, and it just helps me breathe, and it helps me process my day. So that's a really good thing to do. Watching some movies that aren't too heavy in the subject matter. Practice just being there in the moment for that movie. You know, don't stay on your phone the whole time. Just watch the movie, relax, laugh, have fun. Watch it with some family members. Do something like that that just keeps you in the moment. Spend time with the people you love. Even if it's via video chat or a phone call, make some connection to someone you love every single day. Then you've got to make sure that you're doing the basics, doing the simple stuff. Make sure you're eating right every day. Make sure you're eating well. And also make sure you're getting good amounts of sleep every night so that you can function properly. Food and sleep, for me, are the first two things to go when I am in a bad place. I stop eating and I stop sleeping. And so you've got to be careful to watch those things to make sure that you're doing them and you are doing them healthily. Also, make sure that you're saying no to things that can harm you. Whether that be friends who need things from you that you can't give at the moment or harmful substances, be sure to avoid those things. Your friends are going to be okay. You've just got to tell them that you aren't in a good enough place to help them. And the good friends will still love you. I know it's crazy hard to do, but it's also crazy necessary. Just like we read just here in Matthew chapter 14 and verse 23, Jesus dismissed the crowds. He had to take time to himself, so he had to tell them, "I'm sorry, but not right now. You can get to your friends later, I promise, but not right now." And also, talk to a therapist if it becomes too much. There is nothing wrong with that at all. Reach out to a therapist in your community and try something different if you haven't done that before. Talk to your therapist about what's going on if you are seeing one. If you don't have one and you're thinking about getting one and don't know how to go about that, reach out to me or reach out to somebody else that you know is in therapy. We would love to help you get there. Now, I'll be honest. It's hard for me to say these things because I do not like taking care of myself. I prefer to bury myself in helping others and ignore what's going on with me. But in doing that, I find myself in the valleys of self-harm and yelling at my favorite people. And what good am I then? I mean, yeah, I can help people. But if I'm hurting myself by neglecting myself in the process, am I doing the godly thing? Maybe you don't self-harm. Maybe you just get angry, or maybe you get depressed, or maybe you fall in some other way. I don't know. but I know that everyone has an edge, and we all need to cope from keep from falling off it. You matter. Take care of you. And as always, be sure and keep on. Bye, guys.
And as always, guys, keep on.